expected probably more like back in rather than me giving up another 40 carries.
That's more than likely ease me back in, and you know, I'm pretty sure that, I don't know if they're gonna have a certain amount of plays for me or not, but you know, I will know. But I say probably Saturday night what the game plan is, and how we're gonna go out there Sunday.
It's kind of like Christmas Eve coming up.
Yeah, you know, I can't wait to get back out there, and I'm extremely hungry and determined to go out there and help this team.
How's the process been? Because it's not once, it's twice, and you're asked to kind of like reload and do it again.
I'd say a humbling experience again. You know, within an injury, it humbles you. You know, give me time to think and, you know, really get that fire back going again, and I'm ready to go.
So what'd you think while you were getting ready?
I want to play, and you know, that was it. It wasn't too much thinking. It was just getting the leg right and getting ready to go, and go on from there.
You've had to do this before, come off a major injury. Does it make it more precious when you do get a chance to get back on the
field? Yeah, you know, because it gave me more to prove, you know. Now everybody's like, oh, he's injury prone, but, you know, a little adversity never hurt nobody. And, you know, adversity, see what type of man you are. And I'm determined to show that I'm ready to go and I'm stronger than ever.
Are you tired of having to show that?
Yeah. Huh?
Are you tired of having to show it?
That, you know, you're right about that. I'm tired of showing it, but, you know, I'm just, you know, just got to put the hands that I'm dealt and go on from there.
Yeah, that injury-prone label is a hard one to shake. There's injury-prone where, you know, guy might not be in shape, but he has the same muscle pull, and then there's what happens
bones
to you.
Yeah. Freak, I mean, it was freak things. And, you know, something you can't control. And, you know, you could try to help by changing your diet and, you know, lifting extra. And, you know, then that becomes overcompensating. You know, you're working too hard, and you got to learn when to rest. But, you know, you just got to have a good equal medium where you can know where, you know, as long as your diet's right, you're lifting to a, you're working hard, but, you know, you also give your body the time to recover. And that's what you got to learn, and that's what I'm going to do.
There's not much you can do to
that way. For broken bones, you know, drink more milk. That's it. I didn't like milk, but I have to, like, my girlfriend has me drinking milk every day.